You're going to have an interesting vlog tonight.
Oh, you?
You.
What kind of?
Well, when are you going to take your video?
When?
Yeah.
Usually I take it after the break. Because then it's too dark later.
What are you going to say in it tonight?
Did I finish? I'm going to finish or something like that.
Do you need to rehearse it? You want to try it now?
No, I don't need to.
You've done it so many times, it's... You know the script.
Yeah.
You said before the race that you couldn't even walk.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about that. You didn't mention it, really.
Well, not so interesting.
Well, it's kind of interesting, the fact that you're going to do 31,000 miles by 10 o'clock tonight here. Yeah. And you couldn't walk without pain 4 months ago?
Oh, 8 months.
8 months.
Yeah, since October. Oh, something wrong with my knee. I didn't know. I could run. There's no problem with running.
Yeah.
But after the run, I just could not bend the knee. It was hurting all the time. I cannot sit with the cross legs. I told I sit on the chair. Driving was a pain. And for 8 months it went like this. So therefore, for the first time I was really thinking that I might not be able to finish it. But then I went to the chiropractor 2 weeks before the race and he fixed it. He told me that the knee was off for these old months.
Sorry, off?
Off, yeah, it was like out of...
So did he twist it back into shape?
Yeah, it was something, you know, this on the side of the knee. Some, I don't know what
he
it is.
He went...
And he put it back and it was okay.
I mean, one of the things you're going to have to say is that you've never in 10 years had weather anything like this. I mean, not even close.
No. It's the best weather so far.
In fact, I mean, if it was like this every year, you know, you'd be flying every day.
I don't know. I mean, we had like maybe only 5 days, maybe not even that, or over 30 degrees Celsius. Rain. Usually it was raining during the night when we were sleeping. So it was no problem there. So and the humidity also wasn't so bad. Only a couple of days really humid. So that's perfect.
I mean, it got a little too easy for you, didn't it? I mean, you like it when it's a little hard. This makes it means it's...
Well, it's always... When it's harder, I don't know if it's good or not. Just there's more suffering in it.
You're not gonna do your personal best by about how much?
I think like 10 hours or something like that.
Oh, 10 hours. Now Vasu's out there pounding away this morning because...
Well, I think he told he's not going to make it.
He thought he wasn't going to make it.
He's not going to make it.
Well, I think he does think he's going to, but he has to do 10 laps and
he has to do
an hour or something.
Yeah, but I think he's going to make it. Does he?
He's going to try.
Yeah, okay. That would be good for him. Ranjal. Ranjal. Excuse me, Ranjal.
What's your last name?
Okay. Counters are sleeping.
Is there anything about the summer that stands out now? I mean, or is it...
Yeah, the sledgehammers.
The sledgehammers.
They were working until 11 in the evening there.
Okay, if you say so. Sledgehammers.
What is it? How do we call them?
Yeah, no, jackhammers.
Oh, jackhammers, okay.
Sledgehammers are the one
with the hands, yeah.
You gotta use your hands.
struck me is not that I did like 31,000 miles a year or 50,000 kilometers, but it struck me that I actually loop this school 56,000 times. It's insane.
But maybe what's, if you call that insane, but the fact is that until you can't move, you're going to come back and keep doing it.
Yeah, I guess so. I will crawl here, all right. In a few years, I will be here on the wheelchair.
A new category, the wheelchair category. I don't know whether it's possible to look back and compare these other years from 1 year to the next, but certainly it feels more powerful and intense being here. But that's maybe because I can come and go, come back and forth. Do you see anything like a difference to you that way?
Like, I mean,
actually being here, the experiences and feelings, impressions that you get, just keep getting stronger every year.
I don't know. I'm not that sensitive, so.
But you're sensitive enough to know that you need to come here, you want to come here, and something draws you here.
Oh, no, it just... Guru gave me the capacity to do it, so I have to use that capacity. It just... I mean, when Guru will decide that I should not come, he just take this capacity too. And I will not be able to do it, so I will not come again. But since I have this capacity, I have to use it. It's with everything. When you have some capacity, you should use it. Otherwise, it's just wasting the capacity.
Well, you know, people who are watching this race think, how can they possibly do this particular thing? But you're also saying that all of us, everybody, has capacities for something.
Yeah.
So why aren't we doing it?
I don't know. Ask yourself why you're not doing it.
We're not, you know, doing whatever it is our capacities are.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has a different capacity in different fields, so we should use it in that field. Not everybody is meant for this.
But when people feel doubt, insecure, or, you know, unmotivated, how can they get towards that capacity?
Yeah, first they have to find what they are good in, or what really inspires them. Sometimes you just try something and you feel that it's right things to do. You know, when I came first time here, I just love it, right from the beginning. I was suffering like anything, but I love it.